Welcome to The Basement. Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to The Basement. I'm Nolo.
Jose.
And then today, we have nothing to talk about.
Nothing?
Nope.
A lot of...
Let me tell you what I learned today, all right? There's a local news. The FBI came forward and told the world their findings with the Trump-Russia investigation. Are you looking at it right now?
Guilty.
Okay, so what they found is that there was a group of Russians. It looks like they're connected to the actual Russian government, but they're not 100%. Like, they didn't explicitly say it. But it's a group that came into Russia, I think 2014, they said, when they really started to. And they did their investigation, these Russians. They did their own investigation to figure out what's the best place to influence the elections. They went to these places like Florida and other states, what they call purple states. That's like a mix of red and blue states.
Yeah.
They called them like swing states. They went to these states and they started influencing the elections by putting out whatever news that they put out. And as the candidates were getting closer and as the elections were getting closer and closer, they started picking candidates like to either discredit or choose to say, we want this guy to win or whatever. And it looks like they came to a point where they wanted Trump to win, right? Lucky for us. So,
do you think it's true?
Well, the FBI said that they found everything. They have all the evidence.
So,
that's it. It's official.
Did you think it was true back then?
About the Russians thing? Yeah, because they revealed some things a while ago saying that the Russians were doing it with the online news stories, fake news stories.
13 indictments, right?
Yeah, 13 indictments. All Russian that came to America, posing as Americans, posing as like people that are into the whole political system. So they came off like that, and the influences, you know, telling people. Basically, giving people false information. Well, we don't know. We don't want to say false because we don't know what they told them. Some stuff is true that they just brought forward that nobody really knew about.
Right, they brought it to light. So what do you think is
like the whole thing with the Hillary Clinton and the DNC coming together and discrediting Bernie Sanders? Yeah.
So what do you think the conclusion is here?
Basically, what it came down to is that the guy said, "It looks like Russia influenced our elections." Meddled. Let me take a sip of water here.
This guy talks with his hands, so meddled. The sound effects is him using his fingers and people and props.
One day we're going to get a camera in here, and we're going to show you guys. Even though we have the camera set up, we just haven't done it yet. So they gave the American populace either fake news or real news that they just didn't know about. It was enough to influence his people's votes, they said.
Right, but what's going to happen?
It looks like nothing's going to happen because those people are all Russians and they're in Russia. So unless Russia decides, yeah, we'll arrest them for you, America, we'll give them to you, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to come of it. But the important thing, I think, to know is that they also revealed, yeah, there was no collusion. Trump had nothing to do with it. It was just the Russians doing what the Russians do.
They were just being Russians.
They were just being Russians.
If you had to describe the Russians using a Star Trek alien race, I ain't got mine.
Damn, I don't know, bro. I wouldn't say the Vulcans. I wouldn't say the Klingons. The Kardashians?
The Kardashians?
Yeah. The Kardashians, nigga.
The Cardassians.
The Cardassians.
Right.
Because they're kind of like, I still look at Russia like some sort of backwards, because they're like a paper tiger. It's a fake threat.
The Romulans.
It could be like the Romulans, yeah, sure.
It's always been like this.
That's like the 60s. Yeah.
Romulans.
But to me, Russia will always be Ivan Drago, the boxer from Rocky. Forever, Nigga, every time I think about if Russia's the bad guy, that's them right there. Forever, nigga.
Wow, we're gonna get messed up. You and I would get so jacked up by that guy.
Would be yeah. Didn't he done. Kill the what the hell the black dude's name? Apollo?
Yeah, but he's like 80 now, right?
No, man, I'm talking about the movie. I think he when he fought Apollo, he killed him. Damn, I don't know, man. I haven't seen a movie in ages, bro.
Wow.
That was like the first or second Rocky movie, I think. I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. He did die.
That's when Rocky fought him and won.
Black guy with his eyes.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, yeah, it looks like Trump didn't have nothing to do with it. And fake news, fake news. But I don't understand what they can arrest him. I'm still not. I still don't know what they can do. What could they charge them with? Fake news? Like, what could they charge him with? Giving out fake information? People that are listening to this right now, yelled, you're listening to fake information.
Yeah, this is not real.
So we might as well just get indicted too with the Russians. That's what I'm saying. Like, what could they charge him with?
Well, first of all, nothing. I would imagine that if this was, is this grounds for like an official attack?
No.
From another country, another.
I don't think so. We do it to other countries. I mean, you saw Hillary Clinton when they killed Gaddafi. She's like, we came, we saw, he died.
So nothing is going to happen.
I don't think anything is going to come of it. The only thing that's going to happen is the news came out that Trump said that Trump's innocent, basically. He did nothing to do with it.
So
this kind of reminds me of, there was a podcast I was listening to called Serial, I think it was called. And it was about some kid with some murder and blah, blah, blah. But the point is that they were asking the kid's question that he had no answers to. And then the investigator was like, yeah, it makes sense that he doesn't have answers because he wasn't there. So he doesn't know the details. So it kind of reminds me of Trump. Trump is like, fake news, fake news, fake news, because he didn't know anything about what was going on. So to him, it's all fake news, you know?
So in other words, nothing's going to come out of it.
That's it.
Great.
We just know about it now.
Official.
It's official. The only thing it's going to do is make people even more crazy.
I'm glad.
Yeah. So everybody's going to be even more crazy.
I'm glad in the sense that, yeah, you should, you know, pay attention to where you're getting your information.
Yeah.
Especially now.
See, but the problem is, too, we also have, it's hard to be like, I don't want to listen to this news source because I don't know them. You know, because that's what I would say. If you look at a news source and it says on, you know, something on Facebook, something crazy from some news source you never heard of, it's almost like be weary. But then also, CNN has some stuff that you're like, damn, I can't. Or Fox News may say something that you're like, yeah, you guys are crazy too.
So, in other news, Russians linked bots are promoting pro-gun messages on Twitter in attempt. To show discard against the aftermath from the shooting.
Yeah, yeah. So basically it's like active still, these Russian things. They're computer bots, basically. They're putting it on Facebook and stuff. And I'm happy it's happening on Facebook because, you know, get off Facebook, people. This is your life. This is your hologram. Your holodeck is Facebook right now. That's what that is. That's holodeck.
Wow.
That's their holodeck right now. That they're in it. Get out.
That is so crazy.
Imagine ads on the holodeck just randomly.
Oh, no, bro. No.
Just one day you're like, you're in your holodeck chilling, whatever. You go get something out the fridge, and all of a sudden you open the fridge, and there's some stuff advertised, some Coke or whatever. You're like, I don't even drink Coke. I didn't put that Coke there. Just Coke.
Just no, but drink it would be relative to what's usually in there. Like, sale on frozen pizzas. Get three now. Order and get there today.
You're just sitting there watching TV. I hear, bing! You're like, what the hell? You walk over to the microwave and there's a pizza in there ready to eat. You're like, if I take this pizza, they're going to charge me $15. It smells so good, though.
Yo, you know what's funny? So maybe in the future when we're dead, someone's going to listen to this if it's still around. They'll be like, wow, these guys have no idea.
Yeah. Yo, somebody asked me at my job. They were like, yo, when do you think they're going to come out with teleportation? And I was like, after we die. That's when. Yeah. Anything else?
What about, did you hear Jimmy Kimmel's?
No.
Neither have I.
So I'm what the hell? Why you brought it up?
I'm just reading it off the screen.
What is it though?
Emotional message to his viewers and to Trump, showing that he basically, you have literally done nothing. Quote, unquote. He told Donald
Trump.
The
only thing I heard with Jimmy Kimmel was on some interview, he said, all the late night hosts are liberals because it takes a certain amount of brain power to become a late night host. So in other words,
it takes saying, a certain amount of
brain power. Intelligence or something like that, he said. Basically trying to imply that
you think conservatives there are more liberals are awake at the airing of you know this
show. No, what he's saying is that to become a late night host, you have to be smart. And liberals are smart. So that's why they're liberals.
Oh, okay.
So he's saying that conservatives are too dumb to do that.
Too dumb.
Yeah.
Too dumb.
Which is, it's crazy to think that, first of all, that's probably half of his audience. He just alienated by saying that they're dumb. You know what I'm saying? And then to imply that because you believe a certain thing, you're an idiot. That reminds me of people that call people that are religious dumb. Oh, because you believe in a power greater than you, you're dumb. I think people that don't believe in anything are dumb. If you don't believe in nothing, I think you're dumb. Because you don't know. You would have to know everything to make a decision. To say there's nothing. Yeah. I would literally have to know everything in the entire universe to be like, you know what? There's nothing.
But my only, I guess, thought to this, you've literally done nothing. My response would be like, what did the last president?
Yeah.
How long has this been going on? How many presidents?
Yeah, they don't do nothing.
How many?
I mean, but they make excuses for the last president. You know what I'm saying? There's always the Republicans stopped them from blah blah blah.
No, okay, so that excuse gets old. How many presidents do you? When did like this stuff like become a thing?
What do you mean? Like what you do
after 9/11?
Oh man.
How many presidents?
I don't know, because if you think about Clinton was just bombing. He didn't give a crap. He bombed freaking. I remember watching this year.
No, but I mean, I'm talking about how many of these kind of stories, shootings, that's not necessarily terror related, but are considered terrorist acts. I mean,
they're because they're terrorizing.
Horrible.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
The loss of life. So, but how many presidents? Bush?
Did it happen during Bush? I can't even remember, bro.
Bush. I would say Bush Jr. He had 2 terms.
Yeah, but what shooting happened during that time, you know?
I have no idea.
Can you think of one? I don't know.
I can't remember what we did yesterday, except record an episode. So.
Well, cause the thing is, it's been ramping up. And I think it's ramping up. And I hate doing this because people are going to hate on me forever. I think it's happening because of the divide that was caused. Because when Barack Obama became president, everybody joined together. Brothers, white, black, whatever, everywhere. I felt it in the air when Barack Obama became president. We're like, we're brothers. We're in this together.
I felt it too.
Right? We felt it.
Just to speak.
And then all of a sudden, a divide happened during his presidency. And I think it happened during the Mike Brown. Oh, no, the Trayvon Martin, I think, started it off. Well, it was like white versus black now. And Barack Obama, instead of saying, it's not about black versus white. It's about law versus legal versus illegal. Forget about their race. Let's talk about what happened, what didn't happen. Was it legal? Was it illegal? But he didn't do that. He said, Trayvon Martin could have been my son. And I think that's when the black people was like, you're right. I'm with you. And the white people were like, why are you doing this? You know, why are you choosing sides over here? We're all your brothers and sisters. We're in this together. And I think that's what caused it. And from that moment forward, I think there was a division, and I felt the division. All of a sudden, there was white versus black. It was black versus everybody, really. And then little by little, the liberals started with the Arabs and the gays and the transsexuals now. Like, little by little, people started bleeding into that side. And now it's just, if you're white, you're on one side, and if you're anything else, you're on the other. The only way for you to be a white male and be on the other side with everybody else is for you to start dressing like a woman. Then they'd be like, all right, come on. You can join. But ever since that moment, I felt the divide. And not like within conversations I have with people, like all of a sudden, like they feel like they need to choose a side. And to me, I'm like, yo, both of them are wrong, but they're both right too.
I'm just amazed at how miserable some people are.
Yeah.
Because I'm not on social media like that. I scroll through.
I scroll through on
Facebook and Reddit. I scroll through things, and if it catches my attention, a video.
I never go on Facebook, bro.
I'll watch it.
I'll go on Facebook if somebody's like, yo, you got to see this on Facebook. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
And then I'll get sucked into a black hole, and I just get sucked into it, bro. And I'm like, I got to get out of here. Oh, I got to get out of here. I'm just scrolling. Before I look at the time, and like half an hour passed, I'm like, oh, there's another 5 more minutes. An hour, I'm like, yo, I got to get out of here.
No, that doesn't happen to me.
Oh, my God, I got to get out of it. I hate it.
I give it like 3 flicks. If there's nothing interesting...
Next. Now, you know what happens is I put the video, and the video is automatically played back to back. And it's just like, one of them is like,
oh, you get sucked.
One of the like the Cuban movie. Food versus Puerto Rican food. I'm like, oh, I want to know.
You're an idiot.
I want to know. What's better?
So you spend how many hours once you get in the void?
Oh, man, I try to get out right away. I can't. After like 10 minutes of it, I'm like, I just shut it off. I'm like, I can't be part of your world. Because that's not important. It's so unimportant. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like I'm missing out on so much that's happening in front of my face. I'm like, I can't. If I'm laying in bed, the most I'll browse is Reddit. Okay. I do Reddit. When I'm going to bed, when I'm sitting on the toilet,
but, I mean, and I work on my breaks. I have to ask you the question, then what's the point of listening to music or entertainment?
See, I don't listen to music and just stare at the wall and be like, yes. Like you know when you drink wine? Like people that love the taste of wine, that they swirl it around, they smell it, they taste it. Oh, yeah. That's not what I do with music. Like, some people listen, they'll put music on and they'll just sit there quietly and stare at the walls and, like, yeah, that's my jam right there. I can't do that either. I could put on music if I'm doing something else. I'll put it on when I'm doing something else. If I'm driving, I'll hear music. And I can't do it every day. You have to break it up. You got to put an audiobook or a podcast, something. Something got to break it up. And in fact, maybe I'll go like a day or two listen to music the week. And that's it. I can't. Even like if I'm walking to my car, like I'll park far.
But the whole point of these activities is to be entertained.
Basically, just to keep your mind occupied, I feel like.
Yeah.
But music just doesn't do it. Music is so mind-numbing to me. It drives me crazy sometimes.
And so does Facebook.
Facebook does it too. It's just mind-numbing. There's no important information.
But you're entertained.
Yes, that's the problem. It's just nothing. Like nothing, you've basically wasted life, it feels like. It feels like time disappeared.
So for all these people who are crying about Trump and what's happened and the world is over, like nothing's really like, yeah. What's changed since he stepped into office?
Really, what's changing your life?
Like what's, right now, name 3 things that affected you personally in your circle, work-wise, family-wise, that... As a result to Trump being in office.
The only thing that I could say that Trump did in his presidency that affected my life personally was the tax plan, because now I got $50 extra on my check. That's about it.
You got more money.
That's it. Trump gave me $50 every pay cycle. What did Barack Obama do? I have to pay taxes if you don't...
I have to pay money if I don't have insurance.
If you have insurance.
So my decision is I rather, you know, I can't afford it, so I'd rather be unhealthy. I'd rather not check on myself and see how I'm doing, you know. So I'm going to opt out. So now you're going to charge
me. Yeah, now you're going to charge me.
But didn't he give like a, wasn't there like a $400 thing?
What do you mean?
First year? Like it was an attempt to boost the economy again. He gave like a tax break of $400. Everybody got that $400 check. Was that him or Bush? Do you remember that check?
No? Reparations?
It was like $400. Everybody got like $400. There you go.
Yo, that was Obama. I think was I remember it Obama? That. Yeah, I think it was Obama.
Come on, bro. Help me out.
I've never seen that before. I never received that money.
It's because you spent it.
Probably. I don't remember that. I remember... The only thing I remember about that money is that he gave it to companies like to boost their economy. And instead of them using the money to boost the economy, they just gave themselves raises and bonuses. I remember that was all over the news. Instead of them using the money to spread it to the business and increase business, they just gave themselves bonuses. Isn't that crazy? That's why that stuff, you can't just give away money. You have to have people work for money.
Yeah.
If you give away money, money doesn't mean nothing.
There's no value.
It's a
faith. We're in faith based that this dollar has a value. We're agreeing that this dollar has a value between you and I. That's basically what we do on a daily basis. And credit is like even more make
believe. Credit's the devil. Stay away from it. But like it reminds me of my homegirl. She goes to college, whatever, and she tells me, she's like, I know who pays for college and who goes to college for free after 5 minutes of being in the class for the first time. Because the people that pay for college pay attention. They come with their books. They're ready to pay attention. The people that go for free goof around. They don't bring books. They forget their pencil. I don't have a pencil. How you going to go to school without a pencil? Yep. That's how you know who got it for free. And that reminds me of giving away money versus having people work for money. Those two different attitudes. That's why I feel like welfare is... has done so much damage. You know what I'm saying? If people need it, like legit need it, I can understand it. But there's people that are living their lives off it. Entire lives. My grandma raised me, she was on welfare, so I got kids, I gotta go on welfare, I got nobody taking care of me. Right? And that's the way it goes. Then the kids grow, you know, generation after generation growing up on welfare, thinking that's the way it's supposed to be.
The only thing that they've done since that time and now is that you have to work for it.
Which I think is a good idea. If you're able-bodied, yeah, you should work. Because you know what that's going to do? You're going to work for welfare, and you're going to be like, I could make more money if I worked at McDonald's.
But you'd be surprised. A lot of people are like, no, don't give me more than this amount of hours because then I don't qualify.
Yep, that's right. It's a system. They got it worked out to the penny.
Worked out. So it's gotten better that people are going to work, but...
Yeah, but I think no matter what the system is, you're always going to have your people that scheme it out. You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be people that figure the system out to steal something out. It's never going to fail. I mean, you have a pantry in a poor neighborhood, people that got money and food, they're going to come get that food for free. It's just, and what are you going to do, tell them no? I think you have money, so I'm not going to give you no. No, you can't. You just got to take that loss every once in a while. But, yeah, man. Welfare's not that good. I don't think so. You just got to... I never forget this video I saw. This girl, they were interviewing her. I think she was in a welfare office waiting to be called. And the guy was asking her, you know, would you get a job? She's like, why would I get a job if I get money for free? I was like, whoa. And she looked like she could work. She looked like an able-bodied... She was young. You know what I'm saying? She was fit. Looked like she could work. She could work. I will put it to work. I'm like, yep, we're going to give you this check. You got to put in 40. I think it's 40 hours a month. It's not even that much they make them work. I think it's like 40 hours a month. Something like that.
A month?
A month, yeah. So it's like nothing. It's like 10 hours a week.
Yeah.
And most of the time it's just volunteer stuff, like clean up this park or whatever. It's like volunteer stuff.
And they get housing.
Imagine. Think about that. Think about what you work around. Imagine living for free and you just got to work 10 hours a week. You get free food, free money. Because you get spending cash, right? That's what welfare does. It gives you like a...
Yeah,
it's not a lot. You don't get a lot. You don't like to live large. But, you know, you could be Wally. Remember who's... You could be the Wally guy. Just chilling.
I don't know. I think it's like $50 a week, bro.
$50 a week?
Dollars,
yeah. Some people live off that, bro. Think about it. You're gonna get
housing.
You're also gonna get what's that called? Food stamps.
Food stamps.
So you don't really need money for food. You just need money to buy toilet paper and stuff like that. If you could do that and work off the books, or that's what I'm saying. You work off the books or even sell drugs, you're good. You're so good. I could just play video games all vision. Just play video games all day. Whatever you want. Just chill. Smoke
Wake
weed.
Up in the middle of the day.
Yep. Wake up at 12, 1 o'clock. No problem. Stay out all night, chill in the corner. That's how it is. And that's what really happens too. So it's not like, you know, this is, you're making that up. You know, you're just thinking the worst of, no, this is what happens.
That's insane.
This is what happens. But somehow that has nothing to do with Trump, right?
I don't even know where we came from.
That's what happened last time with the holodeck. We just went off. We went from school shootings to a holodeck. Yo, you know what too about the holodeck too? I was thinking about it before. People that, let's say they feel like, they go to psychiatrists and be like, I don't know, I just feel like I want to kill somebody and blah, blah, blah. throw him in the holodeck, have him kill a few people, and come on, like, whoa, thank you, doctor. I could go now and just be a normal guy now. And every time you need a session, I'll come over here.
Oh, to do some crazy stuff.
Just whatever you feel like. I wanna blow myself
That's
up.
That's the episode with B'Elanna that she's depressed, whatever. So she wants to feel pain. So she turns off the safeties.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On the holiday. And so, it, you know. So anyways, for those who don't know what the heck we're talking about. Basically, Voyager, so imagine Voyager. If you're in this
Star Trek Voyager.
Imagine, yeah, Star Trek Voyager. So imagine you're in this room and it creates whatever you want, simulate whatever scenario you want. But there are the safety programs that prevent it from you getting hurt. So imagine being able to turn it off where it's actually you're actually you're skydiving, and you know if you don't deploy that parachute,
yeah, you will die there. You will die because when they turn the safety protocols off, if the safety protocols are on and they shoot you with a gun, nothing happens.
Yeah.
But if they're off and they shoot you with a gun, you're going to die. It is a bullet. You're going to get shot. Yeah.
In the, or through your body.
Word.
You are going to die.
You're going to die, yeah.
The bullet will disappear, but the hole that it left.
So imagine you're just like some psychopathic murderer, but you've never killed anybody yet. But you go to a psychiatrist, you're like, I'm going to kill somebody.
And they give you, you know, it's a.
A prescription. Yeah. It's only a doctor could turn off the safety procedures of a holodeck. Only a doctor can do that. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, this guy needs it. And a lawyer or something like that, yeah. So they turn it off. They let you do whatever you want. You live out whatever freaking crazy thing you want to do. And then you come out and you're like, you feel relieved. Like, you got a load off. You probably get a load off too. So you can probably get it.
You're getting the prescription. You might as well make a good use of the doctor's orders.
Yeah, I wonder if, because, you know, remember what they said, like, oh, video games make people kill people? I hate that crap, yo. Because it's not true. I mean, as far as I understand, it's not true. That they say that if you play video games that you kill people with, it makes you more want to kill people.
Yeah, I don't think the science is yet out on that.
Everybody I know plays Call of Duty. Everybody I know, Call of Duty. I don't know nobody that kills anybody.
I don't know anybody that killed anybody.
Nope. You know what makes people kill people? Money, jealousy, envy, hate.
That's true.
Call of Duty doesn't do it.
No, but have those, you know, people who've done the crime that, you know, have they played Call of Duty?
Everybody plays Call of Duty.
All right, so we know who we're talking to now.
Everybody.
Every single
You play Call of Duty before?
I have. I played with you.
How many people have you killed? Don't you lie to me. Because you are being recorded.
I don't know a lot. Thousands.
I just feel like that's BS.
Forget about Call of Duty. Think about all the games that are shooting. Yeah. Halo. Oh, my gosh.
Halo, yeah.
And Halo, you could say, you know, they were actual, you know, other players, right?
But then their case could be... Yeah, you played Halo. Do you want to be an astronaut? You're like, hell yeah, I want to go to space. They're like, yeah, you see how it influences you? And you're like, no, wait a minute, you're right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what happens when you go to the basement.
Yeah, word. Something to think about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'll catch y'all later. Peace.
Peace.